Hello, everybody. It is the Tom Chenault Show, and it is a wonderful, wonderful day. And we are doing another show with the Rich Dad Advisors. You're going to love today's show. It's someplace I come from that I happen to love because this guy is straight as an arrow, tells the truth, and he's going to keep you out of the trap with financial advisors. You're going to love Andy Tanner. Before we get there, good morning, Marianne Niehaus. How are you?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing good. I'm doing good today.
So life is good, Marianne. I'll never forget the day that you walked in my office and said, Tom, I need to understand money and how to hang on to money and what to do with it. And I looked you straight in the eye and I said, have you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad? And you said yes. So then we started talking about what you were doing with your money. And it was pretty obvious that you, like most people, are listening to the wrong people about investing and how to actually own your financial life. Was that correct or incorrect?
Oh, no, it was absolutely correct. You know, we had refied. We had two mortgages. We were, getting out cash all the time, racking up credit cards. And we thought we were living the life. I mean, just like everybody else. Then I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Have you ever been to Las Vegas?
I have.
Did you gamble there?
I have.
Okay. Have you ever won? Once in a while. But most of the time you lost.
Most of the time.
And you walked out of there with your kids when you lost and said, that's how they built these casinos. Right?
Right.
Okay. Well, that's how they build the brokerage firms.
Yeah. No, I get that.
You are going to go broke listening to your stockbroker because he's working for him against you instead of working for you. And if you read Andy Tanner's book, you're going to understand what I am talking about. Andy Tanner, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to have a chance to chat with you.
Well, talk to us about your background to start with. We got plenty of time here. So I want to know who you are, what you do, and how you got hooked up with the Kiyosaki Group. You had to be a rock star to make the cut with them, so let's just talk about that.
Well, I don't know if rock star is a good word. Actually, I think many people would relate to this. I started out my journey in investing much like many people who are listening right now. I didn't go and get a finance degree. I didn't work on Wall Street. I didn't want to ever be a broker. I actually started out with frustration years ago in right around the time of the dot-com crash. And I had been diversified like people had said. And I'd done everything they had told me to do, and here the money was disappearing. And so I thought, I'm going to educate myself. I'm going to learn this. I was a huge Rich Dad, Poor Dad fan. I had came in contact with the book. And through my research, I started learning more and more about the financial industry, about Wall Street, about mutual funds, about how advisors get paid. And some of the conflicts of interest, at least what seemed to me was a conflict of interest. And as I grew and grew, I've always loved to teach. I've always enjoyed that. And over time, I became a teacher. And as I got to meet and know Robert and our ideas aligned, I love his mission of financial education. And I very much related to many of his students. And so over time, as I took over my own investing years and years and years and years ago, I found that for me, the answer was for me to lead the ship, for me to drive my own ship. And I've been very, very happy with that. And so as time went on, I became better friends with Robert and his team. He invited me to be on his advisory team, which is an incredible privilege. It's very humbling, actually. Because they're an amazing, amazing group of people that I continue to learn from. And, if you'd have told me 20 years ago that I'd be teaching people about financial education, you could have knocked me over the feather. But I'll tell you, having traveled the world and for the past 15 years now and having the chance to teach people all over the world, it's just been a fantastic adventure. And it's something I have a passion for and enjoy very much. So, again, thank you for having me.
Okay, so your education is pretty practical.
Oh, absolutely. Regular, regular college. I actually I went to college to play basketball. I'm a big guy. I can't jump. I can't shoot, but I could foul. And so they gave me a scholarship. And I played basketball at the University of Utah years ago. I had a wonderful coach. I think the best thing I learned in college was from my basketball coach. His name is Rick Majerus.
Rick Majerus, and then he went on to coach the Jazz, right?
Yeah, well, he actually has passed away this last year ago December, and he spent many years at Utah, won many championships.
I can see that guy plain as day. He was never a pro coach.
No, well, he coached with the Milwaukee Bucks with Don Nielsen and Del Harris and George Karl and that crew. And so he spent a lot of time in the pro game as a head coach. He spent time, and his last coaching job was at St. Louis with the Billikens. They were an incredible turnaround for that program. And then he's always had a little problem with his heart. And so a year ago, unfortunately, he passed away, but left a wonderful legacy. But I would say that it's interesting we bring that up because Robert always says that investing is a team sport. And while I don't think a person should just fire all their advisors, I think the advisor should be a part of a team where you're the coach and you make the decisions, and they're just part of your team. You have to decide what your philosophy is going to be. But so I just went to college like to play basketball. It was funny because I was never much of an academic, Tom. I got good enough grades to stay eligible to play. But when they said what's your major, I said, what's a major? And they said it's really that bad. And they said, what do you think college is about? And I said, well, I've seen the movie Animal House, so I pretty much know what this is going to be about. So for me, I was like most college kids, all over the place and wondering what I was going to do with my life. And when I left college, I actually got into my own business. I didn't want a job. And as I grew in my own business as a business owner, which I still enjoy business today, I've always wanted to drive my ship. And so I resonate with people that have always wanted to do that, and they never had the chance to have someone show them how to break out on their own or be their own investor and have the confidence to run things themselves and not depend on a job. So I give what insight I can with the other Rich Dad Advisors, and it's just a wonderful team to be a part of. So I'm very grateful.
So let's talk about paper assets a little bit and believing stockbrokers and all that jazz. A, what does that even mean? What does, I'm already lost.
Great. Robert always says that assets are things that we buy that put money in our pocket, and liabilities are things that we purchase that take money out, like doodads the cars and the boats and the toys. And so if a person says, I'd like to not work at a job, I'd like to buy assets and have these assets, and have money work for me instead of working for money, there's four basic kinds of assets. There's business, which people understand. There's real estate, which people understand. And there's commodities like gold and silver and oil that people understand. Now, paper assets, they're not something you hold in your hand that you can see like a piece of gold or real estate. So many people wonder what a paper asset is. Paper assets are an example of them would be like a bond, which is a loan, a stock, which is ownership in a company like Apple or IBM or Pfizer. We have derivative assets that are a little more complex. You might have heard of an options market or derivative market. And so people are often new to these because they say, hey, this isn't something I hold in my hand. And yet most people, if you have a 401k, or you have an IRA, they're the most widely invested asset class, I'd say, is the general public. Many people don't own a business. They don't own real estate, but they do own paper assets. If you have a 401k, you're invested in paper assets. So the stocks, bonds, mutual funds, those are the types of things that we talk about when we talk about paper assets. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Okay, so going and buying these things, give me some thoughts about that. How do you choose somebody? Do you do your research, or do you just call up Edward Jones and say, here's $100,000 and fire away, baby?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not a big fan of that approach. The thing about institutions, there's some good brokers and some good people, just as there's good doctors and bad doctors. There's good lawyers and bad lawyers. So there's some good ones out there. I think the big issue we see is that investing on your own, it takes some time, effort, some knowledge. And if someone doesn't want to get an education, if they don't want to learn more about it, well, then that's pretty much what they're relegated to is, talk to your friends, who do they use, make the phone call. The big danger I see with that, Tom, And I think people can feel this when I say this, is if you take a moment, you realize, you know, there's no one that cares more about your money than you do, except maybe the IRS. They care about it a lot. But other than them, you care about your money more than anyone else. And no one will take the time and the care to do that. So investing is less a function, in my view, of choosing the right person to manage your money, and more of a function of becoming a student and being excited to learn more about something that wasn't taught in college and wasn't taught in high school, and being able to make your own decisions. And I think people often find that you have your best interest at heart, and while they're trying to help you a little bit there, they also are making a lot of money on Wall Street. And there's a term called assets under management. And the more assets an institution gets under management, the more money they make. So there's a sales element when you call Edward Jones.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Hopefully you're having a great day. We've got Andy Tanner. This is kind of a short segment, so I want to go right into a couple of books he's written. Most of you have heard about his something called the 401k. So the play on words with this book that he wrote that is absolutely unbelievable is called 401 Chaos, because he, like Robert Kiyosaki, is allergic to that whole conversation about how safe your money is and how corporate America is taking care of you with that 401k. And now he's just about to publish a new book that is going to be unbelievable, and you've got to pre-order it if you can. But no matter what, you want to own this book, because you know that Kiyosaki and that gang are all about cash flow. And once you understand that you can lever the stock market for cash flow just exactly like you can real estate or everything else, all of a sudden the stock market becomes your ally instead of your enemy. And when you heard Robert Kiyosaki talking about the next great crash in the stock market, he alluded to the fact that we've got this huge margin ability right now, which is basically unsecured debt. And if we have a black swan event in the stock market, it is going to create a ripple effect with those people that have margin that don't deserve to be able to use margin. And all of a sudden, the floodgates are going to open the wrong direction and the market's going to crash one more time. You don't want to be a victim of that. So let me ask you this, Marianne Niehaus. Did you understand one word I just said?
Did I have that look on my face like you were speaking a foreign language?
Yeah, you look like a deer in the headlights.
Well, I was, and it's true. We're introduced to the 401k and the mutual funds, and and that is pretty much, I think, of the poor person's mindset. I mean, that's where my mindset was. I mean, I'm trying to break away from that, but the conversation about money is about the lack of. Instead of in feeling like you can't really do anything because you barely have enough money to pay your bills, how are you going to invest?
So a couple of days ago, you called me on the phone, said you had $10,000 in some sort of goofy deal, and you said, "I want to know, Tom, give me your advice." And I said, "No." And the reason I didn't give you the advice, even though I might know a little bit about the answer, is I am not the answer.
Right.
And who you want to talk to is somebody that has what you want. I want to be as rich as Andy Tanner. I want to be as rich as Robert Kiyosaki. So the only way that I can do that is get advice from people like them. So, Andy, take it away. Talk about the two books. I hope that was a decent, and I hope I didn't misspeak any of that rhetoric that came out of my mouth at the top.
Well, I'll tell you, I really liked what you said going into this segment out of the last one, where you talked about people that want to preserve their money, get some return, let alone return on investment. And then we talked about growth, which traditionally people who are younger, they get advised to go for growth. There's a third one we could consider, and if Marianne were to invite me to her home and we could sit down at your kitchen table, put a piece of scratch paper, we could talk about what your goals are. And when we invest and buy an asset, let's make it very simple, because I hate complexity. I like it to keep it simple. So we could go for three things. First, Marianne, we could say, well, I don't want to lose that $10,000. I want to go for something called a hedge or some insurance on it. I want to preserve it. So that's called, preservation. We want to keep, the goal is to keep the $10,000 and not lose it so I can have it later. That'd be one way to go. Another way to go is what Tom mentioned is growth. We could say, hey, I want to take this from 10. I want to see if I can turn it into 15. How long would it take and how aggressive could I be? And Andy, tell me what to buy to turn into 15. What if I told you this, Marianne? What if we said, let's take the $10,000 and let's invest for something called income or cash flow, where we take this $10,000 and we put it in some investments and we're a little more active with it. We're not a day trader. We don't have to quit our job. We don't get crazy. But what if we could turn that, instead of a nest egg, into a golden goose, where instead of trying to double the money, but we just said, look, let's make that $10,000 give us a certain amount every month and do it over and over and over. A great analogy, Marianne, might be this. You could try to buy a home and flip it, you know, and make some money. That'd be growth. Or we could buy a home and rent it. And you could hold that home, and the value of the home could go up and down and up and down and up and down as the market goes up and down. But those renters would give you what I call new money or cash flow, new spendable money every single month. Well, if I could show you how to do that same thing in paper assets, well, you might be like a lot of people that have an interest in that. So we have protecting that $10,000 as a goal. We have, you know, growing that $10,000, you know, to make it into 15 or 17 or 20 someday. Or we could look at it as, hey, this is a golden goose, and I want it to give me a golden egg each month. And so that's what I'd sit down with you to do, is to say, which of these is your goal? And for a lot of people, retirement is a cash flow issue. And one of the beefs I have with my 401k chaos book is they've turned it into a net worth issue. People worry about how big their nest egg is. Hey, I'd take a golden goose over a golden egg any day. And I think that's why
we're going to come back, Andy. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to take a long segment. We'll be right back.
Awesome.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It is Marianne Niehaus. It is the Rich Dad Advisors segment and series that we've been doing. Has this been enough of a blast, Marianne Niehaus?
Yeah, no, I love it. And, you know, when Andy was talking about the golden egg, I like that, you know, the goose egg or whatever, making it something that's growing and giving you cash flow, and you're absolutely right. Everybody's like, how much are you worth? How much are you worth? And, yeah. What's coming in? That's what we need to know.
And in the world of home-based business, here's where we all are, just so you know this. You're making $10,000 a month in your job, which is probably not true, but you wish you were. And then you say, I want to build a home-based business, and I'm going to go out and make $10,000 a month and quit that job. Don't do that. Go get a home-based business and make $20,000 a month, and then maybe quit your job. Because then you've still got $10,000 coming in to pay all those bills, and you've got $10,000 to listen to Andy Tanner, and you might actually be able to build some wealth that way. Because I'll tell you, we know how tough it is to live day to day. I mean, I just went on to Yahoo the other day, and they had that little questionnaire, and they said, okay, how old are you? And I put 62. They said, how much money do you make a month? I put that down. Then they said, how much money do you have in the bank? I said that. Then they said, how much money do you have in your 401k? I put that. Then they said, how much do you have in savings? I put that. And then I hit the button, and they said, here's where you are. And I hit the button. You know what it said?
No.
Shoot yourself.
Oh, no.
That is so sad. So go ahead, Andy. I mean, I don't want the world to be in the same boat as me.
So you take that money you have and buy a gun? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I use the money for. That's exactly right. And bullets have gotten so expensive, I didn't even have enough to shoot myself.
There you go. Get your ammunition. There's your growth right there. You sell those later, right?
Amen to that.
Well, I really like the idea of cash flow. And you mentioned home-based business. I love people that want to take leadership roles. I think it's a wonderful thing to go out and do that. One of the nice things about paper assets is, you know, in home-based business, you're going to sell something. And so you're with customers and things like that. One of the things about paper assets that's fun is liquidity, to where our customers are built in. In other words, if I want to sell something in the stock market, I can click a button and get that done. And so, you know, in the book and in the chances I have to teach, we help people learn about how to take some of that existing money and focus on the cash flow side of their business. You know, the old style pensions before we had a 401k, the people really liked those because it would give them a consistent monthly income. And if you think about it, when you retired and had a pension from a company, it didn't make you rich. It didn't give you a lot of asset, didn't give you $1 million. They said, look, we'll give you a defined benefit is what they called it. We'll give you a certain amount of cash so you can live on indefinitely. Now with people investing in 401ks, that's changed, where they leave their company, they have this nest egg, and the hourglass begins. And the fear is that they haven't saved enough. You mentioned they have you put in all this money on this website saying how much do you have, And at the end, people say, well, gee, you know, I'm not going to have enough to last. I've run a 26-mile marathon, got to the finish line, and they say, no, you're going to have to run another 26 miles and stay at work. So that's a big thing for people to think about, that change we've had from having a pension that was paid for by the company, where the company was responsible for retirement, to being responsible for your own retirement. So I love people in home-based business getting ready for other incomes and multiple streams. I couldn't be a bigger advocate for that idea. And I love people thinking about, hey, maybe I ought to learn some cash flow secrets to where I could have my money pay me rather than trying to build a big nest egg that I might outlive and might get eaten up by inflation. So I think it's interesting that you've been on those websites that say, hey, how big is the pile of money you have? Or maybe another question we can ask is, well, what's my monthly income? You know, regardless of the size of the pile of money I have, how much can I draw from it, and can it generate, like Marianne said, like the golden goose, can it generate new eggs, or am I just hoping my pile gets bigger? So it's a great conversation for people to have with their loved one or their spouse, and even with their advisors, is to talk to them, say, hey, you've talked about my net growth. Is there a way I can get some more cash flow, and have an intelligent conversation where they ask great questions?
So what are the four pillars of investing that are kind of like your roadmap to success?
Oh, boy. Well, I love to speak about this. Let's make this as simple as possible. We're going to use a little jargon here, and whenever you use jargon, I try to make pains to make it simple. The first one is a fancy word called fundamental analysis, and I didn't invent this. This has been around for a long time. But basically what fundamentals are is just how strong is this company? You know, if I looked at their income statement and their growth and their debt, are they strong or are they weak? Hostess, obviously very weak. Detroit, obviously very weak. The United States of America's balance sheet, a lot of debt on that. That's what we would call a fundamental analysis, where, you know, ExxonMobil, Apple, Priceline.com, very strong fundamentals in those companies. A lot of cash, a lot of growth, good fundamentals. So the first pillar is, what am I going to buy? If I'm going to buy a stock, what are the fundamentals? How strong is this entity? Rather than trusting a broker to do that, I like seeing the numbers myself. The second pillar is another fancy word. It's called technical analysis. And that's just a fancy way of talking about trends, where we say markets go up and market goes down. Well, Robert, Kenny McElroy, Tom Wright, the other advisors, we're very in tune to trends, because trends can change. And if it's trending up, we want to position ourselves. Here's an interesting thought, Tom. You can't control the trend, but you can control your position, right? And so once we get the fundamentals down and see where those are, and once we understand trends and see where those are, now as investors, we go to what I call my third pillar, which is, how do we position ourselves for cash flow? If the market's going up, how do I maintain the cash flow? If the market's going down, how do I maintain the cash flow? Poor guy in a 401k, he just has to hope it goes up all the time and that our country's fundamentals get stronger, which, you know, with the policies we have, I'm not sure that'll be the case long term. And then so after I position myself and figure out the different ways to what am I going to purchase? How am I going to purchase it? The last pillar that I love is, I call it, risk management. And I like to play the devil's advocate. I like to say, now that I've looked at the market, and I've looked at the trends, and I've taken a position, what if everything changes tomorrow? What's my contingency plan? What's my plan B? And I wonder, in the 401ks, you know, what is a person's plan B? If the market turns again and we have another 2008 or another dot-com type of bust that we've seen twice now in the last 10 years, well, what's their plan for the 401k? Is it going to be worked longer or change their position? So in a nutshell, four different things to study. Fundamentals, how strong is a company or an entity? Two, technicals, what is the trend and how do I learn how those change? Third, how am I going to position myself for cash flow? And then fourth, what are my plans if everything changes tomorrow? How am I going to manage the risk? Does that make sense?
That makes nothing but sense. Marianne, how about you?
Yeah, no, it makes some sense to me.
So your suggestion is go to richdad.com. And all the advisors are listed there. I could go through richdad.com/advisors/AndyTanner. But you're smart enough to figure this one out. Just go to richdad.com and start looking for some drop-down tabs. Get to Andy Tanner and start reading about him a little bit and kind of get the whole Rich Dad philosophy, or go straight to AndyTanner.com. But the name of the game, these paper assets, are here's where I get crazed. People think that they call up a stockbroker at Schwab or at Edward Jones or any one of these joints, and they just hand them the wheelbarrow full of money, turn around, walk out the door, and look at it once a year, and then they're all irritated if they didn't get ahead of the S&P or anything like that, and they're blaming the idiot broker. I'm telling you,
he's
what.
He's driving a Honda.
We have a terrible. Here's what's going on. She's kidding. She's serious, because we have in our building, the guy that's managing lots of money is driving a Yugo, and it isn't because he's trying to be humble. It's because he doesn't know how to balance his own checkbook. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say what company he works for or anything like that, because it's not what this is all about. I'm just telling you, you want to get somebody that I am a home-based business guy, and I have mentors. And when I wanted to make $10,000 a month in network marketing, I got advice from people making $10,000. When I finally got there and I said, now I got to make $50,000 a month, I got advice from people making $50,000 a month, because it was a different beast. And it's the same thing for you and in your investing. Go with people that are where you want to be, not some guy you found in the Yellow Pages where it's a wing and a prayer. Nobody does that and makes money except the brokerage firm. Right, Andy?
You know, Marianne, you couldn't have hit the bullseye more in the center. It was Warren Buffett who said, Wall Street is the only place where people that drive a Rolls Royce get their advice from people that take the subway. So you hit that right on the head, Marianne, that's for sure. You know, the thing I think that some people worry about is this is new, and it's confusing, and it could be. But what the advisors do, and I think what Robert's a master of doing, and Tom, you understand this as a wonderful communicator, is we just want to make this simple for people, where they can gain some understanding very quickly and demystify something. So if a person doesn't know what fundamental analysis is, and a fancy word like that, well, let's take some time together, and like you said, Tom, a mentor, great mentors can make things very, very simple. And I like the idea of education over advice. If someone says, Andy, should I buy gold? And I say yes, or I say no, they really haven't learned anything. They're just following instructions. If someone says, should I buy, you know, XYZ stock? I say yes, or I say no. They really haven't learned anything. And, you know, Tom, as you speak about mentors, people often ask me, Andy, what are you buying right now? Do you know what no one ever asks me is, Andy, what are you studying right now? And so I heard you say you're going to seek out mentors at the next level you want to be at. Boy, we're seeking knowledge. I just don't want someone else telling me what to do. I want to learn and understand. So it's a great message for sure.
And in this, can I ask you a question? I'm going to take you completely off track.
You bet.
And if you just tell me you don't, you know, it's not even in your wheelhouse. But talk to me about these Bitcoins a little bit.
You know, Bitcoin has done very, very well. And it's a boat that I missed. I had a young man come to me, when it first came out, a long time ago. He says, Andy, what do you think about this Bitcoin? It'd be new. And I said, you know what? I treat it the same way I do an IPO. A person might get into Bitcoin and do wonderfully well. And he has done. And I said, you know what? I'm not getting in it. And here's the thing, though. This young man's done very well. But when we hop into something that's that new, like IPOs, boy, we really better be on the inside and know.
We're going to bring you right back. Otherwise, I can't believe I asked you a long question.
Wait one minute.
We're going to take a quick break. I'm an idiot. And we'll bring you right back for the final segment. This is my first day on the radio. We'll be right back right after
yes
this.
Yes or no.
It's the Tom Chenault Show with Tom Sheffield, with Marianne Niehaus, Andy Tanner, and Tom Chenault.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze-Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, we're back. It's Tom Chenault, and it is Marianne Niehaus, and Bitcoins. We're talking to Annie Tanner, a Rich Dad Advisor, and he is such a bright guy. During the break, we were talking about Bitcoin and missing the boat, you know, and some people bought a few of those things and made a lot of money with a little bit of money that they had. Now, if you're taking all of your nest egg and putting it into Bitcoin or anything else that isn't that's just a shot, you're an idiot. But taking a little bit of money and taking a shot at something like that, and if you miss it, you lost all your money. But if you hit it, you know, I get a, you know, I've had people call me about, you know, buying part of the vast fortune of Imelda Marcos's shoes. I mean, you talk about all the things all over the world with these scams. And, you know, if you throw $500 at something when you've got a lot of money and you lose it, it's not going to kill you. But if you put all your money and you lose it, it's going to kill you. So talk about just asset diversification a little bit, will you, Andy?
You bet. And that's a great topic, Tom, because a lot of people say, well, be diversified. And what I think that should mean is to diversify across the asset classes. You know, there can be system-wide crashes. You know, in 2008, where do you run in the stock market? You could have been diversified all over. And it doesn't make sense for people that know what they're doing. Even Warren Buffett has commented on this. But I love diversification across asset classes. You know, oil, gold and silver for a hedge. A home-based business is one of the great ones that you can control, and risk is about control. You know, stocks, boy, they can be tough to control. You really need to learn risk management. So I love people diversified in a little real estate. I love people that have the entrepreneurial spirit to start a home-based business. I like people having some paper. So diversification across asset classes, great idea. Diversification across one asset class, is that really diversification to buy a whole bunch of different kinds of stock? I like it across the asset classes.
That is very, very cool. Well, Andy Tanner, we love you. And as usual, every Rich Dad advisor so far has been incredible, and you are one of those. So you have yourself an incredible, incredible day, and thanks a million for coming on.
Tom, Marianne, thank you for having me, and thank you for your message and for your willingness to let us be part of your team. What you do, a home-based business, is so important in these times, and I hope everyone tunes in regularly because it's a great source of information. So, again, thank you for having me, and I hope we get to do this again sometime.
You have got an open door, my friend. Come to Colorado. You will be freezing. You'll have to get out. Where do you live? You're in Arizona?
No, I live in Salt Lake City. I've got the same stuff you've got going
on.
We're birds of a feather.
All right, man. Well, you have a great, great day. Thanks a million for coming on.
Stay warm, guys.
All right. Marianne, what'd you think of all that?
Oh, my gosh. I took a lot of notes here today.
Yes, you did. That's good.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I liked what I really liked, because, you know, I'm in home-based business. I like how he talked about it being more of an asset. It's an investment. And I don't think a lot of people respect it in that way. And so what that's allowed me to do is diversify in some other markets. We've got, you know, we've bought some silver, and we did miss the boat on the bitcoins. Is it over?
No,
the boat
it's not
sale?
Over, and it's not over at all. But when I told you and your husband to buy those,
yeah,
they were really cheap. And now they're today, because Zynga, the people that make Words with Friends and a couple of other games, here's what happened. Zynga, New York real estate said you can. There's a big real estate company in New York City that says you can buy Bitcoin with that. So then China said you can't use Bitcoin anywhere in China. So they plunged down way big down. And now Zynga just said we're going to use it as a currency. So it's really fluctuating, and it's not for the weak of heart. And I don't want anybody investing in it for any other reason that, with any money that is bigger than their risk ability, because
right.
I don't know if the government's gonna ultimately ban it or whatever. All I know is that it makes sense to have a currency that is universal for the whole world versus one. And gold used to be that way. This Bitcoin, for me, seems to be a little bit more along those lines. So I don't know. We're gonna have. And what is there any advantage to coming and visiting us in Longmont, Colorado at our office? Yes. Here's the advantage.
Tons of it.
The advantage is, if you look at my Facebook wall right now, you'll see a picture of Dr. Joel Wallach standing in front of a bookcase full of every one of these books of people that we interview. And I am telling you, we've got a library that is unbeatable anywhere of rock stars, and we know them all. We love network marketing. We love home-based business. We love integrity. We love all that, right, Marianne?
Oh, yeah. It's our everyday life.
Yeah, so thanks for listening. We're going to do another interview with another advisor, and it is just great to be a part of your life. And don't be afraid to contact us if we can help you answer any questions. We're probably just going to send you to our mentor to get it answered, because we don't know anything. We're just contact mappers. We'll see you all next time.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.